Welcome to episode one of the Country Line Songwriters series, where you'll hear from some of the most successful artists and songwriters working in Nashville today. Country music is all about storytelling, and this is where you'll discover the stories from the people themselves of how they managed to find their way into such a competitive industry and rise to the top, what motivates and inspires them, and what they've learned along the way. Now, blending a love of classic country with southern fried soul and a hint of modern R&B, this deadly combination made Luke Combs a hit right out the gate. His first single, 2016's Hurricane, launched a series of five number ones in a row on Billboard's country airplay chart. These songs feature on his debut album, This One's For You, which was released in June of 2017. And in March of the following year, Luke made his first trip over to the UK, which is when he spoke with Chris Stevens.
The Country Line Songwriters Series with Luke Combs.
Well, it's great to have you over here, especially as I'm guessing the last year has been a fairly busy one.
It has been super busy, man. We've been all over the United States. We're going to Canada later this year. You know, this week we're doing Dublin, Glasgow, London, then we're straight to Australia, and then to Hawaii, and then back to the States. So it's been busy, to say the least.
Well, that's because you've got a fantastic album, which we're really enjoying. And when we look at the credits, your name is all over there along with other writers and so on. When did you start writing songs, and was it a conscious choice?
Definitely was a conscious choice. I started writing songs probably 6 or 7 years ago. I started writing songs when I was in college. I guess I kind of started out of boredom, I guess. I don't know, this probably sounds like a horrible answer, but man, I was playing out and I was learning to play guitar, and I just got sick of singing everybody else's songs, man, so I decided to write some of my own, and it worked out.
The songs are on the album. Are those all ones that you wrote fairly recently, or do some of those go right back to those early days?
So I wrote Hurricane in November of 2014. So I recorded the album in March of 2016. So in that period, I wrote all those songs. From November of 14 to March of 16, I wrote the entire album.
Is it hard deciding which ones make it on?
Yeah, that's the toughest decision. Because you love them all, man. And you know, we probably had 20 songs that we were picking from. And we got to pick 12, which was tough. And I've written a ton of stuff since then as well. So it's been... That's always a tough decision, but you know, that's what you have a team for, and that's what you have, you know, managers and your label folks, and you kind of sit down in a room and go, hey, what are the best songs? Because that's what I want to do is just pick the best songs, you know, and sometimes that's hard to do.
I'd like to ask you about a couple of the songs on the album, yeah. But first, tell us about Ray Fulcher.
Ray, man, that's my guy, dude. Me and Ray wrote Hell 2 days ago, but me and Ray have been hanging since before I moved to Nashville. So a friend of mine moved to town about 6 months before I did. And so when I was in town visiting, and he was like, hey, come see my place. I just moved here. And Ray was over there, and him and Ray moved to town the same day. And so me and Ray got a couple of writes together. I think, now don't quote me on this, but I think the first song we ever wrote together was Beer Can.
I pick up a beer can and get to feeling like Superman. It's Friday night, y'all, here's the plan. I'm gonna throw back a couple and keep them glued to my right hand. Any flavor, size, or brand, until the point where I can't stand. No, nothing picks me up like a beer can.
I mean, there was a good probably year where we wrote every Tuesday for like 12 months. You know, we'd write a song once a week. So we probably wrote 20 or 30 songs in that period of time. And me and Ray just get each other, man. You know, we're very similar, and our writing styles are very similar, and we like the same kind of stuff, and it's just always worked out for us.
Is it like on the Nashville TV show where you're sitting in a room in a building with a piano in one corner and a couple of guitars, and you're kind of talking about what's going on in your life?
Yeah, I think sometimes it can be that way. I think most of the time I'll be living my life and Ray's living his or whoever's living theirs. And you kind of put things in your phone as you go to kind of remind you of whatever idea or feeling you may have had at a certain time. And so we always pre-schedule it, you know, it's like, cause we're all so busy. It's like, hey man, we're going to write next month at 11 o'clock on Thursday. And when we come in, we all kind of say, hey, well, here's this idea I had. And we kind of decide which one we all like the most and go from there.
So if you have an idea at Monday at midnight, do you write it down or record it in your phone? How do you keep it fresh?
I usually write mine down. I have like a notes thing in my iPhone, and I usually try to write it down as a song title. I can usually kind of remember what I was thinking at the time if I have a title. Sometimes I'll put a melody in my little voice memo thing. I'm a horrible guitar player, so I usually don't do it, put any guitar parts in there. But yeah, so it's just whenever, man. Whenever inspiration strikes, you just kind of try to make a little mental note of it.
Have there been any surprises that have come with the success of the album and the, I guess, fairly sudden recognizable face, you know, around the place?
Yeah, I think it would just be, you know, the schedule is crazy. And they tell you that from when you start, you know, so you're not going to believe the schedule, but I don't think you can ever realize how crazy it is until you're doing it, you know. And I think the thing is that there's not a lot of people who understand it. As far as your parents don't get it, no matter how much you explain it to them or to your friends, they don't understand it unless they're doing it, you know, because it's not like I wake up and go to work and come home and turn it off. It's like 24/7, this is my thing. I could be recognized or, you know, run into a fan at any time, and you have to kind of be in that mode at all times.
The song When It Rains, It Pours, how much of that has happened to you?
I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot, and the waitress left her number on my check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call, and I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle, one a used four-wheeler and three free passes for me and two of my buddies to play around a golf.
Lots, man, lots. And it was funny, man, because I guess it was kind of a premonition. Me and Ray wrote that song together, and I guess we were both kind of in relationships that we, I guess, weren't happy with. At least I was at the time. And, you know, when we ended up breaking up with those people, it was years apart from each other. But it's weird how the song kind of ended up coming true. You know, and, like, none of that stuff was true when we wrote it. And then when we wrote it, like, it was like, man, you know, that whole, everyone's been in that relationship that sucks. And then when it's over, you're like, you didn't realize how much it sucked until you were out of it, kind of thing. And so that's kind of the cool thing about that song that we talk about a lot.
And the line in it about having luck on the FM dial. Well, you're all over the FM dial of the States, aren't you, now? So it's certainly come true.
It's certainly come true, man. Certainly come true.
Where's the weirdest place you've heard one of your songs? Have you been, like, in 7-Eleven or somewhere like that?
Yeah, I've been. So when we're out on the road, man, you kind of got to make your own fun when you're out on the bus and stuff. So the funniest thing that my band loves to do is, so, okay, no number twos on the bus. Can't take a dump on the bus. That's a big rule. So when we stop in the morning at, like, a truck stop, everybody's got to get up and take a crap, dude, to be honest with you. And so the band thinks it's hilarious. When I'm in there doing my business, they start playing Hurricane on their phone. And they think that's really funny, man. They think that's really good. So that's probably truck stop bathrooms. I've heard it quite a bit.
Well, congratulations on all the success. The album is superb. We're playing the songs loads on the radio. We cannot wait for you to come back later this year. Yes. The response on social media and on our radio station has been phenomenal. So looking forward to that, and don't be a stranger.
Awesome. Well, thanks, buddy.
The Country Line Songwriter Series with Luke Combs.
More episodes from this series are available on the Country Line app and website, or just search for the Country Line Songwriter Series wherever you normally get your podcasts.